Hey there, welcome to the No Holds Barred podcast, your inspirational, in-your-face, and no bullshit show, where I motivate you to live the life you deserve. My name is Eva, and thanks for being here with me tonight. So, you know, I have a story to tell you, and I probably should have called this podcast Storytime with Eva, because every time I do a podcast, I always have a story for you. And then at the end of the story, there's usually a powerful message or lesson for you guys to learn or take what you want and leave the rest, right? So I was listening to, actually, I was in my news feed today, and there was a video that came up, and I watched the video. I was listening to this chick, and it was just some random girl. She was in her car. She was telling the story about how she went through a drive-thru and ran into a situation where she was in the line at the drive-thru, and she had to stop her car. She couldn't move forward because her daughter in the back seat was having a temper tantrum, so she had to turn around and take care of her daughter, and the car ahead of her had already moved out of the line, and she wasn't aware of it. And the lady behind her, I guess, was a little bit impatient and unleashed a wrath of fury on her and was beeping the horn and was freaking out and was screaming and yelling at her. So she moved ahead. And anyway, instead of getting, so when she was telling the story, she says, instead of getting out of the car and punching the woman in the head, she says, I paid for her coffee. Because clearly this woman was having a really, really bad day, and she just needed some kindness and some love to calm down her anger. And it brought me back 2 years ago when something very similar happened to me, but it was much worse than that. It was actually in the grocery store. I went to Canada 2 years ago, and the kicker is at the end of this story, your jaw is going to drop. I swear to God. Went to Canada 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, to visit my family. And I had to go home to visit my family. So I was in the grocery store with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend was nowhere to be found. I don't know where she was in the grocery store. And I was over in the milk, dairy, egg section. So it was at the very far corner of the grocery store. I'm going to try to explain it as best I can so you can get a little bit of a visual of where I was and where this other lady was standing. So we were in the far, far right corner of the grocery store where the egg aisle kind of meets the refrigerator aisle. So there's like the corner there. So this lady, I needed to get into the refrigerator area to get some eggs, and the lady was standing in the open aisle where the milk was. But she was literally like 2 inches. If I was to open the refrigerator door, I might have hit her with the door, but I probably wouldn't have. But I just said to her, because her back was to me, and I said to her, in a very lighthearted manner, I said, careful backing up. I said, because I'm opening the door here and I don't want you to get hurt. I don't think you are. I said, but just be careful when you back up. And she spun around like Linda Blair's head did in The Fucking Exorcist. And when she spun around, she had two or three cartons of milk in her arms, and she dropped them. Now, they didn't break, but she dropped them, and she lost her motherfucking mind on me. She went off on me. I was like terrified of this lady. She was like Satan. It was honestly like dealing with the devil. I couldn't even speak. I was horrified. She was like, you couldn't have waited 2 fucking seconds, could you? And she just went on and on. And it's all about you, isn't it? Some people are just so selfish. And she went on and she was yelling at, she was yelling at me. And I was just standing there. I was going, I picked up the cartons of milk, and I'm like, it's okay. I said, I'm sorry. Like, you know, the milk didn't break. I said, it's okay. I said, you know, I'm sorry. And she went on, and it seemed like it lasted for hours. It was probably only about 4 minutes, and I could feel tears forming up in my eyes because I can't even believe how cruel this lady is being to me. She's just yelling so loud and freaking out. And she went up one side of me, down the other, called me names. I can't even explain. When I say it was horrifying, you can't even imagine. So I just stood there. I said, I'm sorry a million times, like the true Canadian that I am. I said, I'm sorry. You know, okay, please stop yelling. Okay, please stop yelling. I'm sorry. And she just went on and on and on. So as she's moving on now with her cart, because she's done beating the shit out of me with the verbal lashing, as she's moving on, leaving now with her cart, she's still fucking yelling at me. And I'm just standing there and I'm like, numb. I'm numb. I got nothing. I don't even know how to respond to this. And my first thought was, wow, she must have had a really bad day at work today. Like that poor lady, that I just feel so bad for her. But let me tell you something. She didn't know why I was in Canada. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know anything about my life. She doesn't know a single solitary thing. We're strangers, right? The reason why I was in Canada, it was actually Christmas time. My baby sister had just been diagnosed with cancer and was given 4 to 6 months to live. So here I was at the grocery store buying groceries and trying to keep chipper. And trying to forget that this might be my last Christmas with my baby sister, who happens to be a widow, who happens to have 2 young boys under the age of 10. And this lady just gave me a verbal lashing that was absolutely uncalled for. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this isn't to feel sorry for me. I don't feel sorry for me. My younger sister, as a matter of fact, went through chemo and she's free and clear and she's healthy and she got through that and everything's okay now. But the reason why I tell you that is that you never know what someone is going through ever in their day. You don't know if somebody just died. You don't know if their husband just got fired from their job and now they might lose their house. You don't know if somebody's mother just died. You don't know what people are going through in their day, in their life. You don't know. Please, please, please always just treat people with kindness. Each and every person that you meet, treat them with kindness. Because you just don't know. Okay, so that's it, because I'm going to get all teary-eyed and I don't want that to happen right now. So that's my message for you guys. I hope you got a little bit out of it. I hope you got a little bit out of that story. That's a really powerful story. And I like to tell that, I like to share that story with people so that they really get the magnitude of be kind to people all the time, because you don't know what people are going through. You just don't know. Be kind. Always. Okay. That's it for me for tonight. If you like this episode, please don't forget to share it out. Please don't forget to leave a review. I would love if you left a review. I really like 5 stars. Don't forget to leave a review. Don't forget to click the subscribe button as well. You can find me over on amazingmemovement.com. You can also find me over on medium.com. I write an awful lot over on Medium. And you'll find me under Medium as my name, Eva Ursano. And you can follow me on my Facebook page, Amazing Me Movement. That's all I got for you guys tonight. Please, please, please be kind always. Talk to you again soon. Bye.